Well, John, the people elect us to do these things for them, and if we had to go back to the people for a general election on every little thing and everything, then it would, well, nothing would ever get taken care of in a democracy. And so since we are living in a representative form, I believe it's up to us to make this decision for the people, and they will stand behind us because, after all, they did elect us. So I believe that we can go on and make this recommendation to the town board.
You said it was presented in every home room?
It was to be presented in every home room.
What are the home rooms? Second period.
It doesn't?
No.
It's your first period class.
Well, I just have never heard anything about it. There's never been anything said in one home room.
No. Well, it was to be said in all the home rooms. The week before we voted on it in student council, it was, let's see, they asked for suggestions in every home room. And the suggestions were brought back to student council, and we talked them over and decided upon this curfew to be recommended to the proper people. Marilyn?
Well, it did reach the majority of the students. And since at the first of the year, we do elect student council representatives, and that's the reason they're elected for. And now we have a chance to bring this before the board. The student council did decide on this, to recommend to the board. And I feel now while we have the chance, we ought to take the opportunity and see what more of the people here think of it, since these are the elected people, and maybe what some of the other city officials think of it.
I'll call to the police chief.
Mr. Police Chief, do you have anything to say about the curfew?
We feel that any kids under 17 that are out on the streets after 11 o'clock are there with their parents' permission, or with their parents, are there probably for some good reason.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't be there.
That's right.
But there is a certain element we have to contend with, like an incident of three different times. People with kids have created vandalism, things of that nature. And we feel that kids under 17 should be home without their parents at 11. We think as the curfew stands, or any way that the board decides, we will enforce the law. But personally, we feel that it should be at 11. Now, Commissioner, you'd like to say something?
Do I have the floor?
You have the floor now.
The curfew is not made for the persons that will go out and they will not do things. It's made for the persons that go out and do wanton damage to things, such as Mr. Doak said. In a certain instance, at three different times within a week, this certain building, the lettering was knocked off of it and damaged. And we want to get the curfew, and we don't want it to be unreasonably late or unreasonably early, but we want to hit a happy medium so we can keep the patrolmen, keep them after the more serious crimes instead of chasing some kids up and down the street after the curfew.
Well, the way I see the curfew now, it's a rather unreal to put a blanket 11 o'clock over the whole thing when through the weekday nights, most of the parents really insist that the children are in by maybe 9:30 or 10. And then on
obey
weekends,
your parents.
Well, yes, that's right. But then over the weekends, the parents don't insist on 9:30 or 10. They may say, okay, 12 midnight. Yet the curfew says 11 o'clock straight through. And then there are several nights throughout the year where certainly 11 o'clock is rather unreasonable, as you can probably understand. And I think that we can make a more flexible curfew that will fit more of the needs of the people.
Mayor, we're not here to argue about it. We'll enforce anything that you decide.
Yes, I thank you. Marilyn?
Well, I think I realize too, we do want to hit happy medium. We don't want to inconvenience anybody. And I think that we should consider the people that are having to obey the curfew. I think that rather than what will be most convenient for the people enforcing it, because if it's more convenient for the people that are obeying it, then there won't be so much trouble. That's part of the trouble now, is that it's unreasonable, and therefore it's causing a lot of trouble.
Thank you. John?
Well, Ken came up here and he said that everybody who was under 17 years of age should be home before 11, but Ken isn't 17, Ken's 18. And that doesn't apply to Ken. He's trying to tell other people what a good for them, and in the meantime, he's not affecting his own conduct. I think that we should just let it go the way it was suggested by
Mr. Moore, I'd like to correct my memory, 17 years old.
Well, he said under 17, and it's still
I said, if your curfew reads the present, if you're 17 or over, you don't have to worry about the curfew.
That's right, and you were suggesting an 11 o'clock curfew for everybody under 17 years of age.
Like it reads now.
If you want to address the board. No one on the floor, everybody on the board. Is there any discussion on this from the board?
I call for the question.
Is there any further discussion? All right, all in favor of the motion to recommend to the board that the curfew be 10:30 on school nights, 12 o'clock on non-school nights, and at certain times throughout the year, six times throughout the year, the curfew could be released to a later time. All in favor?
Under 17.
Under 17. Raise your hand.
17.
All opposed?
Does that include 17-year-olds or not?
Then this, if we could have this written up in the form of a formal recommendation to be presented at the next regular town board meeting.